This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Several people are saying, you gotta let this guy call and demean his wife on the radio. It's like you're endorsing it. First off, I don't think he's calling to demean her. He sounds, and I could be wrong. We could call her. She could be scared for her life. But he sounds like they just have one of those fun relationships where they're both kind of type A kind of people, where they're kind of ball busty but love the hell out of each other.
I wish we got more of the text to say, you know what, I'm ready for this one. Let's go. It's going to be awesome.
There's a couple of them. We get every day, like we'll go into even maybe something like something as dull as like sports.
Hey man, I don't blame.
I'm kidding. And you see people, I don't LFG, here comes sports. Like LFG, come on, man. That's a brand of coffee.
You got all the simps coming out.
It's JFG. All right.
Wow. Saying, oh, I feel bad for her. Oh, he's so bad.
Well, yeah, I know. We haven't heard from her yet. That's when everybody has the emotional investment that they get on these things.
That's extra weird, simping for a woman you don't even know.
You're not saying simping right.
I am too. He told me I was right.
Yeah, he
I screenshot it to prove it.
He was right.
I screenshot it. How about that?
Okay, I don't doubt that.
So you think she's going to support him?
I don't know. If he's doing it this way,
I will say, is it fixed where you can't hear me?
Yeah, you could.
I will say that she's probably had some kind of luxury thing. Now, I'm not saying above ground pool's luxury, but what are you thinking? Like 2,500 and up?
I want to be able to dive into it. So I see what she's saying.
You can't dive into an above ground pool.
Thank you.
Gotta be.
You can't. I mean, I have no clue. Now, if they were that much, my parents would have had one back in the 90s.
But like, we don't know what size he's going to go. Like,
I never got laid in that pool ever. I didn't. People always thought that.
Well, you weren't doing it right then.
Well, I didn't do it. I mean, that was the thing.
Somebody was always home.
There was two times when I was left by myself, literally at the house, over an entire weekend. Even then.
And second, you were just, you know, limiting your scope to just females. I mean, come on.
I was also limited by my looks.
Didn't you ever? Never mind.
No facial hair and about, I don't want to guess how much weight more. Yeah, it was not good. Remember, that was the lady gym teacher look that I had going on.
Ball breaker.
Well, Fat Boy remembers all your style.
I look like a young mother Fratelli. I really did.
He's your water stalker, when you not got me. In.
That's... You know what? I mean, there were those times. If we had probably six or more, there was some water going over the top. No lie.
Oh, no.
But my daddy would put too much in there. But you had about what? Well, how big is this right here? About 6-7 inches?
Yeah.
That much of the little filter area, so you couldn't go above that.
No, you
couldn't. So if six people got in, they were big-time people. I mean, sorry, plus size. Larger types. All right. Before he pussies out again, let's get him on. And,
oh, boy.
Or not pussies, pusses. Gets cold feet. Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, we had a fun little routine we wanted to do there. All right, so here we go. There's no procrastinating this. We're just going to call her. She's at home. You're at work. Make it sound as though you're just calling her to, you know, make some small talk, whatever. Just something that doesn't sound fishy at the beginning, or make her say, Kevin, why are you calling me this early at work? What's wrong? Did you get fired? You know, something like that. Make it very casual and then blow it up. And she's not going to cuss you, is she? Is she a cussing type? If she does, we'll find out together. Let's live on the edge, guys. Kevin's about to call his wife and say, I'm spending X amount of dollars. He doesn't want to say exactly how much, but... He's spending a substantial amount of money on an above-ground pool, and she doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. She's going to be asking for something, though. She's going to say, okay, fine. Then I get a Louis bag, or finally we start practicing anal or something. There's always that ask that women have.
She's going to ask for the latter.
Yeah. Well, you need a ladder for the pool page. That is a good point you make there. Several people are texting in now. You can buy above ground pools as cheap as $5,000. As cheap as, like, but you know, I guess with the stupid inflation, that's about what anything is now.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
I was ready a while ago.
Well, I dialed it twice and hung up.
Sounds like you don't know what the hell you're doing. He never admits when he's at fault. He never claims those L's, does he? He's always just
smooth.
All about the W's.
He's smooth.
Usually Waffle House.
We?
Whataburger. Walmart Deli.
Yeah.
Amy?
Hey, what's up?
Baby? Hey, babe. Yeah. It's me.
What's up?
So I wanted to talk to you about something, and I just figured that this was the best time to tell you. Since the weekend is kind of coming up.
This early in the morning? Really? Okay, what is it?
I would have talked to you earlier. I didn't want to wake you up.
What is it? What is it? Just tell me.
So you know I want a pool, and we haven't really talked about it much lately.
This again? You know, I've heard your comments and innuendos about the damn pool, and, you know, I thought you'd be over it by now, but seriously, are you ever going to stop talking about it?
Well, I'm not really going to be talking about it anymore because it's happening.
What are you talking about?
I went ahead and I made the deposit on the pool, and they're going to start working on it next week. So,
Wait. You what?
Yeah. I finally pulled the trigger. You know, I just did it. It's a 24 footer. I got like the nice resin frame. I got the ladder with the little platform. It's going to look so good. And I think you're going to love it for the summer. It's going to be an awesome summer.
Are you out of your damn mind? I told you I do not want an above ground pool in our yard.
I know, but I figured once you see it and you realize how nice it is that you're going to come around to it. So
No, I won't. I've seen them. You know what an above ground pool says? It says, I gave up on life, but still want a splash. Seriously, I mean, it's a giant tin can full of hose water. And you didn't even
Baby. I figured you're just going to say no. So, you know me. Like, I would rather ask for forgiveness than permission. So, surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise, all right. I can't believe you did this behind my back. And then you have the nerve to act like it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal. I just don't get why you hate pools so much. Like, this is not a negative thing in any kind of way.
You know what? It is a big deal. Living in a neighborhood and being those people, you know, the ones with the rusting pool in the yard, beer cans on the deck, some busted plastic flamingo floating in algae.
What are you talking about?
Is that what you want for us? Not to mention the fact that every damn body is going to want to come over and swim in the damn thing. I mean,
That's not a bad thing either.
That part I actually agree with. Hey, good morning, Amy.
Some dumbass ideas in the past,
is
but I can't
on?
See you actually spent money
oh, it's
on
not.
This.
Hey, Amy.
She's on a roll.
Amy.
Wait.
Amy. Hey, it's the pool guys. What time are we supposed to be there Memorial Day?
I'm holding it right now.
No, I'm just kidding. Amy, this is not a prank. We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Heard on many radio stations around the upstate.
Yeah, and, you're live.
South. You're live. So don't cuss if you do. I'm not saying you do, but maybe. So this is live. And
wait, I'm on the radio right now?
Yes. So please don't cuss because we'd have to hang up. But Kevin, Kevin emailed us. He didn't know how to like tell you about this. He said y'all had been going back and forth or whatever, and he thought doing it on our show would make this a little easier, I guess.
Oh, did he? So he thought ambushing me on the radio would go better? You know what? I can't even talk right now. I'm so damn mad, Kevin.
Amy, I'm sorry. I'm realizing this is not the best idea. I kind of panicked. I listen to Fat Boy in the Morning all the time. And
what?
I and
yo, listen to me, Kevin.
Fat Boy.
Damn, Paige. Damn, I'm not on your side. I agree with her now.
I feel like this ain't the maddest she's going to get, but we're not going to be around for that, so.
No, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And you put down a deposit on this? Are you kidding me? How much did you pay?
God bless.
The deposit's only like $2,000. And, it's financed, but look, it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it.
Okay.
I know I'm catching hell right now or whatever,
you know what? I'm done with this. I can't even talk right now. I'm so pissed. You know what? That's a lot of money for you to spend on something you wanted, not us, you.
Baby, look.
She's gone, bro.
Yeah, she hung up.
She hung up, Kevo. Kevin.
She hung up.
First off, I didn't hear two type A people there. I didn't. I feel... I don't want to judge now, but I feel like she...
There's no swaying her your way.
Not even with this, though. Like, is this a... Like, she set boundaries? I mean, I'm not saying that you should go by a pool without talking about it, blah, blah, blah. But, like, she had... I don't feel like that sarcastic, fun relationship you were describing is there.
I don't think she's going to like the pool parties. Just saying.
I'm telling you, the first time she floats in the pool... She's going to forget all about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hope so.
Let me read you a couple text messages before we get to these calls. Tammy says, Amy was the wife that we just spoke with. Amy's 100% right. Above ground pools are what we call the Crocs of home upgrades. I mean, again, we had one when I was a kid. It was fine. But it was also like I'm not going to say I wasn't keeping up with the Joneses kid. I mean, I had Tommy and Polo and all that.
Pool's a pool. No matter if it's above ground or in ground.
I don't know about this name, if it's Big Gina or Big Gina, but nevertheless, redneck bathtubs, I'm dead. I'm using that line forever now. You go do it, Big Gina.
What?
Amy needs to chill out, let the man splash. It's summertime, not a sentencing. I've had an above ground pool for 12 years, but I'm also divorced. Coincidence? Maybe.
Well, that's not why you got divorced.
No, it's because you had women over there when your wife was at work, perhaps. Let's do some phone calls. Let's go first to P1 Sweet Girl. Hey, Sweet Girl.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, I call I hope it's not offensive, but I call my one of my cows Sweet Girl. Her name's...
Oh, no, I'm not offended because you're not talking about me. That's all right.
Yeah, I call her a Sweet Girl. Yeah, she looks at my phone.
I think that's sweet. I like it.
Thank you. So, thoughts on above-ground pools?
Well, I just want to say I don't know that there's a lot of people still left around here that are born and raised from South Carolina.
Amen.
Well, I am.
Me too.
I am one of them, and I am very offended by... how she spoke about that. Like, at first, I didn't hear the very beginning at first. But I was on her side when I didn't hear her first. Like, I was thinking, oh, yeah, he should not have done something like that without his wife's permission. Right. But then when I found out her reasoning was not, oh, you didn't ask me about how much money we could spend or we don't have the money for that. It was, oh, we're going to look trashy. That's extremely offensive. Why did you move down here then? I mean, go back. If you have a problem with above ground pools, then go back to wherever you came from, because you're not from around here for sure.
You know, there is something to say about that that is true, because when people do move to this area, 99% of the time it's because of cost of living. But if you bring your bouginess with you, that's going to drive our
then
cost
you're
of
breaking,
living up.
Yeah, you're trying to keep us down. Like, yeah. We're fine with how we live. Stop trying to change us into what you were up there. Like, it's ridiculous. How dumb are you? I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
You should.
It's very ignorant thinking. Yep. And obviously you don't realize that not everyone was raised the same way that you were, but that doesn't make us bad people or trashy people. Like, we're the nicest people you could ever meet because we have been through hard times, because we grew up swimming in above ground pools, you know?
Hell yeah. And sliding rock and everywhere else.
Getting stuck in swimming pools.
Exactly. Is the best. Right.
I just think that's extremely critical to say for somebody that, like, why did you move down here if you're just going to criticize everything? Like,
yeah. She did have a little Midwest sound to her. He sounded like Tony anywhere, but she sounded...
Yeah, he sounded very humble and, like, chill, and I don't even know why he's with her, to be honest with you. Like, what
Okay, you can say the first one. I guess,
we make them very comfortable.
It's okay.
They forget.
So she didn't mean to.
We're on the radio, and we're just friends hanging out. You say the F word.
And I bet the people like that don't like lawn art or things all over the yard like we do in the South.
I like how she censored bitch, the one you can say.
You're right. Yep. Yes, she's. Oh, I don't want to call him a stupid bitch.
And a lot of people don't have proper fences to separate their yard from your yard, and you don't want to see their mess.
That's the other thing I forgot to mention to him. He's got to have a fence if he
does. Yeah, he does, because I don't want to see your pool. I don't want to see you out there doing
that.
Well, no,
it's because a drug addict or a homeless or anybody, a kid, could fall into your pool and. They could sue you
for
wrongful.
That's another expense that she didn't think of.
Fat boy, limited time. You tell us.
Let's go real quick to Edith.
Edith. Hey. What are you doing?
Oh, just sitting here.
Yeah.
Looking like this.
Oh, man. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh, she has her pants on. Don't worry.
Edith, I do.
Not for long.
Edith, thoughts on above ground pools and this guy being told how to live by his controlling wife?
Well, my mom and daddy got one after the grandkids come along.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the biggest above ground pool that you could get before going in ground.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at the side of the house. It wasn't in the front yard.
That's a good call.
You know, it was on the side of the house, and you couldn't tell that there was a pool there.
Oh,
they had a lot
of planning.
You know, a lot door to get to the steps.
Right.
There was no other way to get into it except through the locked door.
Edith, can I ask you to turn your radio down just a hair?
Uh-oh.
I do appreciate you listening, but causes a little bit of interference that pisses Paige off. She's crying tears right now.
Was there ever any hooking up in the pool?
There we go. Is that better?
Not really.
Not really. Might be some noise on the line. I don't know.
Now, what would the worst case scenario be? Just to get a lap pool for himself? That would be kind of selfish.
Or just move near a creek.
Yeah.
There's a thought. There you
go. Yeah, go skinny dipping in a creek. That's better.
Well,
that's
how you get...
snake bitten.
You get parasites up your pee hole.
Yeah, you know all about that skinny dipping.
That's why the pools are really nice, because at nighttime you can go moon dipping.
Yeah. Moon dipping.
Yeah.
I love it. Edith, always a pleasure. You have a great day, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Is that what she really means, moon pies in Chattanooga? You know, mooning people in the pool?
You know what? Well, you know, one of the other fun things about having an above ground pool is that, you know, again, we were bigger people. And you'd get everybody start walking in one motion and get a swirl going.
Oh, yeah, like a
vacuum. Then you try to walk against the pressure. Oh, that was fun.
They're not great.
I was working out back then.
For swimming, per se, but they're great for parties where you can just float.
Yeah, it's like the Saluda River.
It's a floating
looks like
party
crap,
pool.
But it's fun to get on and float and drink.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's not like, you know, you have a lake or something big where you got to swim out to something.
Yes.
Know? She'll love it as soon as they hook up in it for the first time. She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry I gave you all this grief on the radio.
Going to have a threesome with her sister, the lady who called from New Orleans.
Oh, Christy from Houma.
Christy. Yep. Oh my God.
She even sent us topless pictures of those two.
Isn't that sweet of her? You know,
what is bad either?
You can't say the word fat boy without getting flagged, but you can send breast pictures all day. And I'm, you know what? That's fine. I will take that one. Give me breasts, take away body shaming. I'm fine.
There's a specific, you know, name for that I don't like that people say.
Can you say it on the radio?
No.
You write it down?
Yeah, write it down because I don't know what to. I'm pretty sure her boyfriend took the picture to send to us.
Yeah, I mean, it was not like it was a camera picture, not like a cell picture. And
hey, I love the show. Here's old Christie's Hooters.
It's like when you're looking at Facebook Marketplace, someone's selling a mirror, and you're looking in the background of the mirror to see what their house was like.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, God, Paige. First off, you misspelled that. We got to get you to some teaching classes.
Show me the damn picture. It.
Okay, let me.
No, so you want to change it now?
Oh.
She spelled pics with a K.
Wait a minute. How many T's did you put in the first word?
700.
There's only two T's in that word, and it's separated by an I.
Okay,
and
secondly, so you get the idea when somebody asks you to say that.
Yeah, but the way you wrote it, it was like somebody was gambling on it.
You're going to fall back.
These are going
to
be the biggest ones this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ken?
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
We begin with this. I hope everybody's having a great morning so far. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Well, I'm good. The Red Sox just won the World Series. So, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Atlanta just got a football team, too.
Do what now?
Atlanta just got a football team.
Yeah, they're calling them Flackens.
Yep.
Are they?
Yeah, and apparently we can't say the owner's last name. It just says here blank. So,
uh-oh.
Congratulations to the dickheads. I wonder if they're related to Nicholas, our friend.
They gotta be. Now we're here.
Now we're here live.
I'm so glad. Well, let's start with some controversy. A post from Chris Hemsworth has some Marvel fans worried that Thor will die. Hopefully not.
Well, nobody thought he'd get fat, and he got fat.
I know, but he thought it doesn't matter.
Like the character did, or
yeah,
he really.
But they kept it going for the whole movie. I'm like, okay, it's like
he had like a beer gut.
Well, like a fat suit on, kind of, I guess.
But
like for the whole movie, I mean, come on, like for a scene, it's funny.
But right.
Thor ain't fat.
No.
Oh, he looks pretty dang good. So Chris posted a video of Thor with highlights on YouTube this week, and it got all these fans thinking that it's the end. Thor dies in Avengers Doomsday. And Chris said in a quote saying, "Playing Thor has been one of the greatest honors of my life. For the last 15 years, I've held..." bear with me.
A penis.
He held the Munchinor. I don't know what that is.
The Munchinor.
And then the Stormbreaker as the god of
thunder. Is that a new character? Munchinor is going to kill Thor, I heard.
Anyways.
Rob Young told me.
But what made it truly special...
Thor and Munchinor.
...was sharing it with all of you with passion. Your tears and your love made this character what it meant everything to me. So he's thanking everybody for the journey through Marvel, the cinematic universe.
Journey.
Next up, Doomsday. So
we've got a new character, Mike.
So just throwing it out there, just so he can get some nibbles and make you want to go run and go see it. Or
so what if somebody just says, like, if I made a post today, which would be odd, I said, you know what, I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show. What a great life this is. Something like that. Do people think that I'm dying or the show's getting canceled?
Probably.
Both.
No.
I would think that.
Both?
Yeah.
That'd be a weird cliffhanger for the end of the season.
At least for the weekend. So. Why don't we do the obvious? Maybe they've talked about it. Crocodile Dundee, Thor. I mean, he could be the next one.
He could.
Who else is going to do it, you know? I can't think of any Australian male actors that could do it.
What if he shaves?
That's not a knife. Is that what he says?
The origin story is this villain. It's the wrong universe. Never mind. I was going to say, what if it turns out that It's short for Lex Luthor.
I mean, look, they could merge. That's why how the Loki show was so confusing. You couldn't keep up with all the timelines.
Man, it is confusing. Yeah. Like, I mean, even with, like, my grandson watches Spidey, like the little, you know, the little kid version. And, you know, Lil Hulk and, you know.
Is that all the Puerto Rican one?
Well, see, that's the thing. Miles Morales is on there as, like, a Spider-Man, but they don't ever call him Spidey. He's always just Miles. But he's wearing a different outfit that looks like Spidey.
Does he scale buildings and have webs come out of the palm of his hands?
In the graphic novel, he's gay, which I don't
know.
And then I say, well, why does the sexuality matter? It's like, well, Lois Lane, Vicky Vale, you know, like the love interest. It always matters.
Man, no cartoon going to try to teach my kids Spanish.
Hey.
Turn it.
Take him out of the... Are they in the... They have comic books in the library. Take him out. Burn the pages. Damn you, Dan Stanley.
Oh, boy.
Stanley? Stanley Cleaners? All of you.
I don't have the Disney Channel anymore, so I can't watch a lot of stuff like that.
If you go to Borderlands and start reading comics, will Rob, like, you know, give you the elbow? Because you can't go to gas stations and look at maps.
No, that's why we sealed our pornography so people couldn't sit back there and
but
you
would
know,
he, would
rifle
he
one off.
He wouldn't give it away when he can sell it, right?
Well, I don't think he'd let you. I don't know.
You sound like a woman.
I am a woman.
I mean, Rob's a nice guy, but he wants to make money too, so.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say, by the way, this is what's going to happen.
I say, don't you come in here and read
it. Dude, that's what he should do. If they sit in there and read it. He's like, hey, by the way, Joker dies at the end. Ha ha.
Ruined everything.
I'll buy that comic.
I'll save you $5.
Hey, he takes his cowl off like Mysterio took his mask off on Nitro. There you go.
They made him do it.
Well, how often do you swear?
Today already? Like 30.
Your jar is full at home.
That was the first word, actually, this morning.
That's going to be your alarm.
Yeah. Well, no, I would just think it was a normal day because I wake up to cuss words.
You do.
Wake up, that's mother blanker.
It's just you.
I'm trying to wake you up, mother effer.
I'd say most times, like if I'm using that word in like disappointing times, it's often say it like my mother would have where I add like 15 U's in the F word.
Yeah.
It's like Ralphie when he dropped the lug nuts.
I didn't think which Ralphie. Not Ralphie that got his head cut off and put in a bowling bag.
Not Ralphie May either. He died from swallowed himself whole.
Well,
rest in peace. He was funny.
This possibly may shock you, but it doesn't shock me at all because there's a new study that was out and found that America swears more than any other country.
Crikey.
Crikey.
Oh, well, we're good at it, too.
Yeah, but like it.
I've known somebody who the conjugation of a sentence is more swear words than regular words. You know, he's got to emphasize that with, and I'm like, oh, okay.
But whose standards of cuss words, like, you know, like the C word here is preposterous, but over in London, it's like saying the word homie.
Well, see, this person like was English, and he did, you know, he used that. It's cringe for me to hear this.
But they always say bloody first, right? So they'll say bloody and then that word.
I'm like,
that just is bad.
Now you're talking.
Right.
Oh, keep it up.
They don't have friends, they have mates.
Did
you ever watch the Friends version over there called Mates?
Hey, go to the coffee shop.
No, it's a pub. We don't go to the coffee shop. It's the London version. We'll go to the pub.
Coffee shop.
Can I get a cigarette,
the pub.
Mate?
Hey, mate.
Still putting your fuggins in your pockets.
Watch your mouth, lady.
I got a couple right here.
We're going to get Gunther to kick you out of the pub.
See, say,
his name was Gunther on there.
Ours is
Gunther.
Yeah, it's Gunther from wrestling.
Yeah. Call him Walter for smart marks.
Would you like some coffee? Would you like to?
Imperium.
Gunther.
So when you say mates, I want to go Australian, and it's not.
A
coffee shop, mate.
They went and colonized Australia, a.k.a.
Yeah,
took all their
land. Really the criminals went
Northern Ireland, Australia, Hong Kong.
All of it.
They started taking over a lot of the world.
All right, so
America would just start new countries.
At least the Irish fought back.
And Australia analyzed almost 2 million web pages from 340,000 sites over 1.7 billion total words, and they found, congratulations to us, the U.S. leads all other English-speaking nations.
Ha-ha. Cussing and war.
Yes.
We win. World champion.
We're good at the combinations. That's where we shine.
Around one in every 3,000 words that is written is a curse word. Following us is the U.K. They're next. At one in every 4,200 words, then it's Australia at 4,500 words.
Like, my go-to here lately is fat BF, but I'll call people in traffic.
You still fat go BF-er. With SDAH, and it's not even that bad. Stupid, dumb a-hole.
Oh.
I mean, it's...
That's a good go-to.
It applies to any race or gender.
Horse wussy or something that sounds like it is a good one.
Is that... That's too creative in my moment of passion and anger.
And that's one just to get people's attention, too. It's not always, you know, malicious when you say that one.
No.
You're like, hey, horse blanky. Look.
It's bizarre.
Or you just yell it out, at the red light, horse blanky.
That's okay. How you called them in for supper.
Yes.
I like to ask people what they're doing when you pass them. They're just walking down the road. You're like, hey. Just real, because they just look real quick. They can't process it.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
Or people out
working. You were going to say, hey, where'd you park?
People working in their yard, like old people, they'll look up real quick when you honk the horn.
Oh, yeah. Hey, boy.
Well, I know him.
Give him one of them when you drive by. Hey, boy. I do that to DOT workers.
He scared them.
Which ones? The 30 that stand around in the
one tailgate? That's looking over the one guy's phone.
Oh, yeah. The one guy that's staring at the sign doing all the work and everything.
I literally saw one yesterday. If you were on 123 and Easley, you know who you are, that you were just staring out into nothing while the other guy held the garbage bag for the road crew.
Oh.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just staring. Like, what is he looking at? Is he staring into the woods?
All right.
Is there a deer somewhere?
There's a bunch of deer somewhere.
Well, Paige, those are your Rise Guys headlines. Watch out for deer.
Those deer just ate a bunch of fishes.
They really did.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up on a Friday sports?
Oh, we got to talk about the Stephon Diggs video that's going around. In the, what's in the video? That is alarming everybody.
What's not in the video is alarming. You have to remember when you do videos that people are going to watch it in slow motion. They're going to freeze the frames. They're going to be looking in the background of your home.
Especially the NFL. This happened on a boat. It's him and about three or four hoes in bikinis.
Yeah.
And something was presented in the video.
It was just boat and hoes. Not boats and hoes.
Boat and hoes.
And he's working them. He's trying to mac on some, on some tang.
He needs a glass of wata. He does. All right.
Talk about that.
We'll get into Stephon Diggs.
Shit on me.
You dig.
You ever been macked on, Paige? You know what I'm talking about? That's what he's trying to get. He's trying to get that.
What I'm saying? I'll have to look what macking means.
Seriously, though, were you
so white.
Really alarmed and scared the first time somebody said they want to get up in your guts? Sports next.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Unrelated question. Can you get collapsed lungs if you got big jugs?
I'll look that up and tell you.
Thank you. Just sometimes, just randomly pops in your head. You're like, you know what? How does that work?
Right. If you were the person who wrote what was that movie where everyone was constantly dying the whole time? Final Destination. If you told your wife or let's say a woman wrote it.
Who's that?
Told her husband. Hey, I'm writing this story, this movie about everybody's constantly dying. You would tell them to see a doctor.
But then they're like, what's the treatment? You're like, well, they die effed up.
Really weird, strange ways you don't expect. So I go into theater knowing that everyone's going to die. Yes. But the surprise is how?
It's the ending.
Like, how do you come up with new ways to kill somebody that don't exist?
Guys, this time, teenagers are having sex, and Jason comes up under the bed with a pitchfork.
Oh, Lord.
God, what?
But he died last movie. What do we do with that? Lightning.
Yeah, really.
Lightning will bring him back.
This day in sports history, way back in 1970, and I hate to tell you this one. This one's a little violent. Al Kaline. He collided with another player and swallowed his own tongue. 1970. Now, that is a real name.
Al Kaline.
It's not a Kaiser Soze situation. Oh. I don't think.
He's a baseball Hall of Famer.
His name's out in the outfield in Detroit.
Now, Sheila Show Jackson's first name is not Sheila's.
It's not. Well, I can't say that.
He just went by Joe because he didn't know how to spell Shoeless.
He really didn't. He couldn't read. And it's a shame that you to say he was from, you know, Ariel, which is technically East.
You know, technically,
South Carolina.
He might not have known.
he was
maybe they said, write down where you're from. Sometimes he would write Pickens, sometimes Greenville.
What if he just pointed?
By the way.
Y'all's a Stephon Diggs, there's a video going around of he's on a boat with some females. Let's see if I can make this big for you.
Oh, that's what you've said your whole life. I don't know.
I'm going to pause it here in a second. He's talking to these three women. One beside him keeps pulling out his like kerchief, I guess. Feels like a Boy Scout with no shirt on. So they're like, they're jumping in. Oh, look, right there. He pulls out something that is it's being called a mysterious pink substance. Now, it looks like drugs to me. That's just me.
I don't know what drugs are pink. Is it pills?
Well,
I'm not up on designer drugs, guys.
Here's the thing. During the Diddy trial, there's also another mysterious pink substance that they're saying was a mix of Special K and something else. Is that what we're looking at here? Test his piss right now!
Oh my God.
That was my sports talk voice.
Wow.
Test him. Now, the Patriots, he's a Patriot now. They say they're aware of the video.
We're aware, guys.
But, dude, that's drugs. It's got to be drugs. What else would it be? It ain't Pop Rocks.
What if it's bath salts?
That's worse.
Oh, yeah. Not the drug bath salts. Just regular bath salts.
Now, he's also heard saying, don't take it all at once.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Then there's no question. Don't take it all at once.
So, what are you doing, Stephon Diggs? That's what everybody's trying to figure out.
Oh, wow.
Because this video makes you look like a druggie.
Okay. All right. Now this makes sense. Yes.
Mysterious.
That's freaking. I don't know how to say it. It's so, like when it's Special K and Molly, and it would. God, Lil Wayne called it something in a song. I'm so white. What was the? That wasn't the name of the song.
Oh wow, it's bigger than I thought.
Tussie. Tucci.
Hey, what?
Tussie.
Stanley Tussie?
Tussie.
You're talking about the actor.
No, that's what they would call it in the songs. The Pink Coke.
It's called what?
Tussie.
I'm sure to be a Bonnaroo this here.
Maybe it's Tussie. I still don't know if it's Stussy or Stussy. Do you know?
Stussy?
Stussy. I don't even know what it's for, but I could draw it.
But, I mean, that was, I don't know how it's spelled, but Tussie. That's the way he would.
TUSI, it's a drug, it's a mixture of different psychoactive substances. Most commonly a pink dyed powder known as pink cocaine.
So is he...
Look, we learn from rap, guys. We learn from rap.
Is this person regularly drug tested?
Oh, yeah, he's a...
So he could be suspended for that on his own time?
Yeah, I mean, to say the least, the NFL's going to investigate, but we can talk about like some contracts being voided and whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah, pink cocaine, man.
Maybe it was just dip'em sticks. Was that what they were called?
That was the toy we couldn't figure out how to play with.
No, you're talking about the one at Adam and Eve. I'm talking about this one. It was, remember it'd come with like a chalky little stick and you'd lick the end of it and stick it down in the powder?
Oh, dip'em sticks.
Dip'em sticks.
Oh, yeah, that's real good.
Yeah, maybe it was just some of that.
It doesn't look to be that.
No, it looks like it's that Tussie.
What's the most common ingredients are ketamine and MDMA?
God.
But it could have oxycodone, caffeine. Oh, caffeine's what's the worst? Why has it got caffeine?
Caffeine? Yeah. Well, you want to stay up and, you know.
Party on.
Are we out of here?
You party? Yeah, you got any Tussie?
Somebody offers you some Tussie.
Hey,
don't do
we
it.
Want some Tussie. Somebody say, hey. All right. Pink, though. That's just...
Some guys won't take it because it's pink.
I was about to say that. It's weird how that color has been...
I ain't doing this, boy.
In sports now, in sports cards, there's always a pink variant of every card now. Never a purple. Never a...
The cards, they look good, like the cracked ice or the parallels.
In pink, they do. But they're not giving a dime to breast cancer.
Man, you got new drugs that are blue or black.
I feel like Barbie should give part of the money she made to breast cancer because they use pink so much.
Was this guy just signed to the Patriots and that's why they're thinking
that's
a big regret?
But, I mean, he's been in the league for, he's been productive for – he missed last year with his ACL, but still, he's a productive player. They should say it's all pink on the outside. That's the marketing for it.
Yeah.
Because if you want kids to do drugs, you got to market it better.
God, did you see what somebody said? Somebody said, hey, we want some tussy. It's right there on the text line page.
I see.
Y'all don't know how to spell it, though. Y'all spelling it like a bad word. I'm not telling you how to spell it because, that teaches kids how to spell drugs and then they know how to text for it. So I'm not going to tell you.
Can't tell you.
But it sounds like tussy.
I imagine he'll be tested.
Somebody say hey,
right. Wilson.
You want to finish it?
Hey, we want some tussie.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.